from Star Studios. This is Star News.
St Andrew's Town Housing Commission launches survey. With 5:30 Star News, I'm Sophie Jones. The Crown Prosecution Service issued a series of charges today against five individuals related to Rupert Murdoch's newspapers. This five, including former News International Chief Executive Rebecca Brooks and former Downing Street Communications Chief Andy Coulson, face charges related to payments to police and public officials. The charges issued today came from investigations sparked by information discovered during inquiries into the phone hacking scandal earlier this year. The University of St Andrews will lead a £5.6 million research project looking for a new vaccine to combat foot and mouth disease in livestock. The disease's virus is one of the most contagious viruses in domestic livestock, including cattle, sheep, goats and pigs. The research will also involve the Peterborough Institute and the universities of Dundee, Edinburgh and Leeds. The research will focus on the cells the virus targets in infected livestock and working to control that process throughout vaccination. Previous outbreaks of this disease in the UK in 2001 and in 2007 have cost the British economy billions.
Egypt's president hinted to international press today that a peace deal could be on the horizon to end the recent climb in Israel-Gaza conflict. Reuters reports the deal will be announced at 7 p.m. tonight, GMT. Both parties have so far refused to comment on the peace deal's status. This report comes at the same time that Israeli forces have dropped leaflets into Gaza urging residents to evacuate homes, sparking fear of the ground offensive. Such a strategy received open criticism from the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, calling the tactic a, quote, dangerous escalation. The UN Security Council is also currently debating statements aiming to urge both sides to peace and to address humanitarian needs.
The St Andrews Town Housing Commission launched its survey on housing needs in our Scottish seaside town. Association President Freddie Ford announced the survey today in his email to the student body. He urged students to participate in the survey as the first set of reliable and usable data to address the issue with input from all stakeholders in this process. The Town Housing Commission was announced late last month and is chaired by Jamie Walker, the former university chaplain. And finally, the weather tonight, 8 degrees and dry at midnight. Tomorrow, 8 degrees and dry again, with a freshening southerly wind.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.